Right, I'm here in Stirchley Park with Peter Evans, who's the chairman of the Friends of Stirchley Park. So, Peter, can you just tell us a bit about the park and the Friends group and what you've been getting up to?
Yeah, sure. The Friends group itself, we formed just over a year ago, which was sort of a spin-off from Place Prospectus. We're doing some work in Stirchley, and the ball started rolling from there, really. We're a small group, there's less than six of us, and I've lost.
So is it, how is the park used at the minute? I mean, as we're sat here on a bench in the park, and there's loads of people with their dogs here, so that must be a popular use of the park.
It is now. I mean, it used to be known a few years ago by the people who knew it was here as the hidden park.
Yeah,
because very few people knew of its existence.
Can you just explain where it is in Stirchley if people don't know?
It's buried. It's buried behind the old Levine's building, which is now Farms Food.
Yes,
the co-op, and some housing on Bond Street, and the Stirchley Bass, of course. And you can't even see it from the street, so it is literally buried in Stirchley. But with the work we've been doing, that people are using the park now. You see children playing, and as you said before, there's a dog group who meets here daily. So it is now being used by the park. I don't think we can call it the hidden park anymore.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's great.
And what are your hopes for the park over the next, you know, year, 2 years? What do you want to see it becoming?
Well, we've had some improvements already. We've had five saplings planted. We've got benching. We've got notice board, signage, which actually says "Welcome to Stirchley Park," which
yes,
we never had before. It's such a small park, and its setting is so urban. There's not a lot you can do with it. But what our main plans are, we want to do more graffiti. The Sleeping Child, which is on the co-op wall, has become quite a focal point of the park.
Absolutely,
it's
yeah.
Beautiful piece of work, which Place Prospectus commissioned. What we want to do long term, and it will be long term, is completely fill that wall with similar artwork of that quality to get rid of the horrible mess that's there now. So we're aiming to do maybe one, possibly two, or even it's a push three projects a year, where we can finally cover all that horrible messy graffiti that's there.
So what got you interested in this park and involved in the Friends group? What you know drove you to get involved in this?
I did a lot of work with Emma and Jane from Place Prospectus when they did their when they were doing their project,
yes,
in on Stirchley High Street.
Yes.
When I first moved to Stirchley, I didn't know this park was here. And I must have been here about 5 years, and I happened to
really
spot it through a gap.
Yeah.
And for at least another 2 years, I thought it was private land.
Oh, you're kidding.
And then one day I plucked up courage. I was so curious, and I came in. This is a park, you know, and where are the people? Where are the facilities?
Yeah.
And by chance, before I met Emma and Jane, I posted a tweet about the park. I had a suggestion I think it involved when Levine's building was there. And I got a reply back from Jane from Place Prospectus, said, "We need to meet, we need to talk." And that's how it all snowballed from there.
Yeah, that was the starting point, yeah.
Yes, it was, yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah, yeah. So, the Stirchley Baths, we can't quite see it from where we're sat now, but it's really close to this park, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Oh, yeah.
So when, fingers crossed, it's brought back into use as a community hub, and I think at the back of the building will be sort of parking and a play area. And what will that mean for Stirchley Park, do you think?
It's a double-edged sword, really. We're losing a big, rather large green space. I mean, it's not a big park as it is, so we're losing that. Also, if you look at that area today, you can clearly see it was a bowling green.
Mm.
So we're losing that part of the park's history, because the land was donated by the Cadbury family,
okay,
for recreation, which is how the bowling green came about. So that's a little sad, but as long as the park is still open to the car park. It's not completely closed.
Yeah.
I think once people start using the community centre, it will draw them into the park.
Yeah.
But it has to be... I did hear there's a fence. I'm not entirely sure separating. If that's the case, then it will close the parks off and we would lose one of our three entrances.
Yeah. I did speak to the architect who drew up the plans, who said that the plans very much were to sort of create a link through.
That's good news.
And I can show you that on the... there's an interview with him on the website. I'll show you. So that would be good news, I think, to keep that linkage.
If it flows through, I'm sad to see that land loss. I won't lie. But if it does flow through from the community centre, I think long term it will be an asset for the park. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thanks ever so much for showing me Sturtsley Park.
You're more than welcome.
And sharing your views. Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay.